Watson. ABC News is sponsored on WRCO-FM by Prem Meats, your upscale retail meat market with two locations to serve you even better in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. A meat processing, grocery, heat and eat, cheese, gifts, catering, liquor, wine, and beer company, Prem Meats.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. The Labor Day travel rush is shaping up to be the busiest on record, with the TSA expecting to screen more than 17 million passengers. Airports will be busiest in the morning today. Former President Trump trying to clean up comments on a ballot measure in Florida to overturn the state's near-total abortion ban.
Trump now saying, "I'll be voting no," meaning a vote in favor of keeping Florida's six-week ban in place. The Harris campaign saying, "Voters aren't stupid."
Why don't they trust women?
The Harris campaign announcing a new reproductive freedom bus tour across battleground states, kicking off in Trump's backyard, Palm Beach, Florida.
ABC's Jacqueline Lee. The FDA has authorized Novavax's new protein-based COVID vaccine that targets the highly contagious Omicron variant, which began circulating widely in the U.S. earlier this year. The FDA's decision comes only a week after it approved a new round of shots from Pfizer and Moderna, which both target another offshoot of the virus. This is ABC News. Hockey fans stunned after NHL star Johnny Gaudreau and his 29-year-old brother Matthew were killed in an alleged drunk driver incident while riding their bikes in New Jersey Thursday night. ABC's Mike Dubusky has more.
In Ohio and New Jersey, fans with tributes to the Blue Jackets forward of short stature but towering with talent.
Smaller guy, kind of represents like working hard.
There's a lot of good hockey players in South Jersey, and he was probably the best.
Gaudreau played in the NHL for 11 years. In 2022, he signed a seven-year contract with the Blue Jackets for nearly $70 million.
And a painting recently found in the attic of a home in Camden, Maine, just sold for a record price. An appraiser and auctioneer found a 17th-century portrait of a young girl by Rembrandt during a routine house call. The portrait in remarkable condition, the painting selling at auction for $1.4 million. Dave Packer, ABC News.
If you're like me, there's simply not enough time in the day. My secret? It's Prem Meats. Prem Meats is a state-approved meat processing facility with a retail shop. Once you visit Prem Shop, you'll be back again because of the excellent quality of products at highly affordable prices. Prem's offers catering, wild game processing, natural harvest, and they specialize in ready-to-heat and serve meats. Prem's has fresh take-and-bake pizzas, too. Conveniently located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and always making your venison into tasty treats. Prem Meats and Catering, the little meat shop with big savings.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we certainly have some nice weather on the way here for the next several days. Today will be the warmest. Temperatures could warm about 6 or 8 degrees above normal. Then a Canadian cold front will slide through the area tonight. It is expected to pass dry around here with any showers staying up in northeast Wisconsin and especially upper Michigan. Otherwise, those cooler Canadian temperatures will build in gradually tomorrow into Labor Day, but still very pleasant during the day. You'll just need a sweatshirt or light coat if you're heading out in the evening hours or early morning. Beyond that, slight warming taking place for the middle of next week, still dry. And then finally, the next weather system could catch up with us toward Thursday of next week. That'll be your best chance of rain. Now, that system could kind of stall out over the upper Midwest and keep us a bit unsettled right into next weekend. Here's that forecast for today. Sunny and warm with a high near 83. West wind between 5 and 15 miles per hour. Mostly clear tonight, low in the upper 50s. Tomorrow should be mostly sunny, breezy, and cooler, but still very nice, with highs in the mid-70s, northwest and north wind 8 to 16. Sunday night, clear and chilly, low 47. For Labor Day, sunny skies expected, high of 74. Light winds out there, about 5 miles per hour. Heading into Tuesday, sunny and mild, low 48, high 77. Wednesday, sunny to partly cloudy and pleasant, low 50, high up to 79. Thursday, mostly cloudy with a 60% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, low 57 with highs in the mid-70s. Friday, mostly cloudy and cooler, spotty light showers possible, low 54 with a high of 71. You have yourself a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, we're at 52 degrees. We have been as low as 51 and as warm as 55. The barometric pressure is on the rise at 30.01, and just a little bit of light fog still being reported in the area this morning. The high temperature yesterday was 80. We received 46 hundredths of an inch of rain. The record high in 1953 was 98. The record low, 36, from 1967. 1 year ago, 78 was the high, 45 the low. The sun will rise this morning at 6:24, sunset today at 7:39, and sunrise tomorrow at 6:25. Again, following our high yesterday of 80 and a morning low of 51 so far, we have mostly clear skies and we're at 52 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hey, rock and rollers, this is Phil Nee. I'll be ready to rock and roll again come Saturday night after I get my nappy on Saturday afternoon. We love to hear from you.
We're in Minon this weekend at a friend's cabin, and we're just really enjoying that it's on.
I got to tell you that there's a cow in my barn. I just got my cattle in, and every time he hears that song, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln. He just starts dancing.
Those were the days at WRCO Saturday Night. It's sponsored in part by Jay's Power Center, Jones Chevrolet, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, Mendham Wealth Advisory Group, Town and Country TV and Appliance, Turbo's in Hub City, and A&W Restaurant of Boscobel. Between 6 and midnight Saturday night, and this weekend during Labor Day weekend, we'll be playing some songs about working and labor-related tunes. So join us Saturday night for Those Were the Days right here.
It's time to take a look at sports on WRCO-FM, sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center. Stocking filters, wipers, batteries, oil, brakes, and more, Napa Auto and Truck Parts.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more. We've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Good morning with a look at sports on WRCO-FM. I'm Adam Hess. Well, it was high school football on the radio last night. Potosi, Cassville, and Richland Center did battle. Phil Nee was on hand.
Potosi Cassville won 49-20 over Richland Center in the high school football home opener for the Hornets. The visitors led 21-0 at half and got the continuous clock going with 5:54 left in the third when they were ahead 35-0. The two teams then combined for 5 touchdowns with the clock running the rest of the way. Fullback Isaiah Groom had 2 rushing touchdowns during the game on short yardage, and Joe Haas had long runs of 39 and 61 yards for touchdowns. Quarterback Dawson Weber ran for a score and threw 2 touchdowns to receiver Oliver Post, leading PC. Trailing 35-0, Richland Center's first touchdown was set up by a 45-yard run by Brady Dosh. Wes Bosworth broke several tackles while he capped off the drive with a 24-yard touchdown run. The Hornet defense put up 6 when Duncan Harper picked up a fumble and ran it back 45 yards for a touchdown. Richland Center's third and final touchdown was set up by quarterback Jaden Shep, running 40-plus yards. Later on that drive, he passed to Brady Dosh, the play covering 24 yards for a touchdown. Wes Bosworth ran for the two-point conversion, and that made the final score 49-20. The Hornets fall to 1-1 with the loss. They will open the Southwest Wisconsin Conference at Prairie du Chien Friday night. Potosi-Cassville is now 2-0. They defeated Cuba City on the opening week of the season. They have scored 81 points total in the first two non-conference games. They will play at Riverdale Friday night to start Six Rivers League play. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thank you, Phil. Other local games. Ithaca shut out Waseca Steuben Seneca in a non-conference matchup 26-0. Wisconsin Dells a 33-26 win over River Valley. Hillsboro downed Riverdale 28-7. It was Southwestern East Dubuque with a 57-12 win over Boscobel. Dodgeville outscored Iowa Grant 38-8, River Ridge 38, Fenimore 8. Mineral Point, they blanked Platteville 16-0 in a game that was scoreless until the fourth quarter. Mount Horeb-Barneveld 39, Monroe 7, Cochran-Fountain City a 42-22 win over Royal. It was Viroqua 28, Brookwood 12, Westby a 41-21 win against Benton Scales Mound. Cashton 50, Independence Gilmanton 8. Prairie du Chien picked up a 35-7 win over Darlington. Cuba City 45, Lancaster 14. Holman shut down Sauk Prairie 24-15. Partyville a 47-8 win over New Lisbon. Portage 49, Adams Friendship 8. Evansville a 21-13 victory over Broadhead Judah. Beaver Dam beat Baraboo 35-7. It was West Salem 42, Toma 6, Sparta 41-6 over Mauston, and Luther shut out Bangor 28-0. Eight-man finals, a game played Thursday night, Highland over Williams Bay 49-8. Last night's matchups, it was Oakfield 37-0 over Kickapoo Lafarge. Valley Christian of the Oshkosh area defeated the Waniwak Weston team 15-13. North Crawford 56-20 over Montello. Wisconsin Heights 54, Abundant Life Christian 42, and Belmont over St. John's Northwest Academy 46-8. That's a look at sports. I'm Adam Hess. Your holiday weekend forecast, according to Tony Schumacher, sunny and warm today, a high of 83. Mostly clear tonight, will drop down to 58. Sunday's outlook, mostly sunny, breezy and cooler, 75. Labor Day Monday, sunny and nice, 74. Heading out to work and school on Tuesday, sunny and mild, a high of 77. Wednesday, sunny to partly cloudy, 79. Thursday, 75.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Been getting better by the day, but tonight I drink. You say I gotta get over.
I need me something in my hand. Ain't nothing wrong with that. And if you ain't coming back, I can either burn the bar down, or I can take your number out my phone. I can give you up right now. Never want you back long as I'm half strong. If you want me to quit you, want me to get you out of my heart, baby, out of my mind. I hate to tell you, girl, but I'm only quitting one thing at a time. Oh, yeah, I hate to tell you. Oh, yeah, I hate to tell you.
That was a big shaker and mover for Morgan Wallen back in 2023, One Thing at a Time. Hey, good morning, kids. 6:16. We're at 55 degrees. We have a jam-packed Saturday in store for you right here on WRCO-FM, of course, on Facebook.com/WRCO-AM-FM as well. 6:30, we'll bring news, weather, and sports. We're working on that as we speak. 7 o'clock, ABC News. 7:20, a fun look at this week in entertainment history. It'll be a lot of memories for you. You'll remember a lot of the stuff we talk about. 7:45, Joanne Krulantz has your news. And, of course, 8:30, it's Prime Mover. Whew. We're going to get it all in as well.
Well, he used to be mine, not so very long ago. I was crazy to ever let him get away. But girl, you should know better than to go bragging in my face. So forgive me. Big deal. So what? Who cares? We just got lucky, that's all it was. Shut up. Don't wanna hear another word about candlelight, long-stem roses, how you're falling head over heels in love. So what? Big deal. He's perfect. I heard you.
Our big deal today could be the deal of the day. Yeah, Prime Mover comes your way at 8:30. Your items to buy, sell, trade, or give away just a couple of hours away this morning. How about a big finish from Leanne Rimes?
Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light.
Louisiana Saturday night. Waiting in the front yard, sitting on a log, a single-shot rifle and a one-eyed dog. Yonder come my kinfolk in the moonlight, Louisiana Saturday night. Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them in the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night. Brother Bill and my other brother Jack, belly full of beer and a possum in a sack. 15 kids in the front porch light, Louisiana Saturday night. When the kinfolk leave and the kids get fed, me and my woman gonna slip off to bed. Have a little fun when we turn out the lights, Louisiana Saturday night. Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night. Yeah, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night. Shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Make the short drive to Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel. Going on now. Buy any mattress and receive 30% off on your box spring, mattress protectors, sheets and pillows. Or buy a living room, dining room, or bedroom set and get 20% off your purchase towards home decor. Visit Furniture, Decor, and More today. Make the short drive to Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel. Going on now. Buy any mattress and receive 30% off on your box spring, mattress protectors, sheets and pillows. Or buy a living room, dining room, or bedroom set and get 20% off your purchase towards home decor. Visit Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel today.
The 7th season for J&R Country Ridge Orchard is underway. Rod and Julie look forward to seeing you and sharing another great pick-your-own apple crop. The early varieties are ready. When you pick your own apples, you add an awesome experience to the unbeatable value of a fresh apple, and there's nothing fresher than the apple you pick yourself at J&R Country Ridge Orchard of rural Lafarge. J&R Country Ridge Orchard is open for the season. J&R Country Ridge Orchard is open Wednesday through Saturday 9 to 5 and Sundays 10 to 5. Open Labor Day 9 to 5. We'll see you there.
BL Signs LLC is a full-service sign design and signage construction company located near Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications. The goal at BL Signs is to provide all customers with high-quality custom signage, competitive pricing, and on-time delivery. From electric message centers to interior door signs, they do it all. BL Signs, 647-0149.
Do you want to be in the know? Sign up for the WRCO local newsletter. Simply using your email address and get our newsletter delivered directly to your inbox. No searching required. Take a look behind the scenes. Get the latest news, sports, and info before anyone else. Your email address will be used to distribute our newsletter only and for occasional correspondence, and will never be sold or shared. Visit WRCO Radio on Facebook for the sign-up link. The WRCO newsletter, local and only from WRCO-FM.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use Switch Assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Oakwood Fruit Farm is open. Stop by for the area's best new crop apples, Honey Crisp, Gala, and Macintosh. Also, the bakery is open with fresh apple cider donuts, homemade caramel apples, take and bake pies, turnovers. The fall mums are in. Discount Tuesdays are back with 10% off all apple purchases. Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs and like them on Facebook.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
There are more savings under the sun at Simpson's Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Richland Center. Through September 30th, get special offers on New Holland hay tools and spreaders, along with tractors. You face enough challenges to harvest a quality crop, you can count on New Holland and Simpson's Tractor for the equipment and service. The team at Simpson's Tractor will be ready when you and your crops are. Don't miss more savings under the sun with New Holland at Simpson's Tractor, Richland Center, through September 30th.
100.9 WRCO. Used to dream about buying that bigger house, sitting on top of some hill, losing sleep about filling my bank account, wondering if I ever will. But the older I get, I just care less and less about keeping up with people named Jones. If you don't fill it up with somebody that you love, it ain't ever gonna feel like home. There's always gonna be a higher high you could chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna feel if what you got's still not enough. The thing about happiness I found is I don't live in bigger houses. I can hear the kids making little footsteps, running down the hallway upstairs. I can see the dogs playing in the backyard, through the kitchen window right there. Maybe life's kind of more about a swing on a porch, holding her while the sun disappears. Why would I want to be anywhere else in the world when my whole world is sitting right here? There's always gonna be a higher high you could chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna if what you got still not enough. The thing about happiness I found is it don't live in bigger houses. For the rest of your life, greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got still not enough. Thing about happiness I found is I don't live in bigger houses. The thing about happiness I found is I don't live in
100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning, time for a news update sponsored by Scott's Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunity for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual worker. And by Computer Connections, why connect wireless, bringing high-speed internet to rural communities.
It's internet for everyone from Why Connect Wireless. Why Connect Wireless provides high-speed internet to rural communities throughout Southwest Wisconsin, with options for unlimited internet with no contract required, so you can stream all your favorites. Catch the local broadcast with a professionally installed TV antenna. Call 524-1579 today and ask how to save with bundle packages, or visit WIWC.net for details. Why Connect Wireless?
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Adam Hess. On Thursday evening at approximately 5:20, the Grant County Sheriff's Office responded to a report of a four-vehicle crash on Highway 133 near Dogtail Road, located in the township of Potosi. The investigation revealed there were three vehicles traveling westbound on Highway 133. The first vehicle was a 2015 Jeep driven by Debbie Mead, 34 of Hampshire, Illinois, and a passenger Rachel Gutierrez, 33, of Chicago. The second vehicle was a 2023 Mazda CX-5 driven by Lori Bailiff, 68, of rural Potosi. The third westbound vehicle was a 2016 Toyota Highlander driven by Deborah Bartles, 69, of Cassville, and her passenger was Marilyn Soule, 90, also from Cassville. At the same time the three vehicles were traveling westbound, Kristen Schnabel, 30, of Livingston, was driving a 2004 Chevrolet Silverado eastbound with her one-year-old daughter in the vehicle. Schnabel was attempting to negotiate a left-hand curve in the roadway while reaching for items for her child, causing her to cross the center line into the eastbound lane and struck all three of the aforementioned vehicles. After the crash, the three westbound vehicles came to rest in the westbound lane in the order they were traveling. Each vehicle sustained heavy damage to their driver's side as the Schnabel vehicle had struck each one of them. After striking the three vehicle, Schnabel's vehicle continued across the eastbound lane and slammed into a concrete barrier on the north side of the roadway. The vehicle sustained heavy front end and driver's damage. Schnabel became trapped in the vehicle. She was eventually extricated and transported to Grant Regional Health Center for non-life-threatening injuries. Her one-year-old daughter was not injured in the crash. There were several injuries to drivers and passengers of the three westbound vehicles, who were taken to Grant Regional Health Center either by EMS or by private vehicle. None of the injuries were considered life-threatening. Schnabel was cited for inattention of driving and operating left of center. This matter remains under investigation as criminal charges are possibly pending. Former President Donald Trump campaigned in La Crosse Thursday night. The Republican nominee held a brief 30-minute town hall event where he addressed several issues, including immigration and the economy. He also came out in support of federal government or insurance companies paying for in vitro fertilization. The moderator for the evening was former Democratic presidential candidate Tulsi Gabbard, who has come out in support of Trump, whose visit to Wisconsin was his first since accepting the GOP's presidential nomination at the National Convention in Milwaukee in July. President Joe Biden plans to travel to Southwest Wisconsin early next month. His September 5th visit will focus on small towns and rural areas and highlight his policies to lower costs and encourage renewable energy and advanced manufacturing. That's according to a White House official who spoke on the condition of anonymity because they do not have the power to discuss the president's schedule. Democrats consider Wisconsin to be one of the must-win states in November's presidential election between Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Kamala Harris. Biden won the state in 2020 by about 20,000 votes, flipping Wisconsin to the Democratic column after Trump nearly won it in 2016. Biden is stepping up his public events after bowing out of the race and endorsing his vice president. Today is International Overdose Awareness Day. This is a day where we remember those lost to overdose and reaffirm our commitment to preventing future tragedies. The Over the Dose campaign is here to help you take meaningful action right at home. Unused medications are a silent danger and one that we can all address. On this important day, join the fight against overdose. Clean out your medicine cabinet, spread the word, and encourage others to do the same. Every step taken together brings us closer to a world free from overdose. For more information on International Overdose Awareness Day, a campaign from the Pennington Institute, you can visit their website at cadca.org. Next week is the beginning of Preparedness Month in Wisconsin. Ready Wisconsin is encouraging everyone to plan and prepare so the impacts of disasters can be reduced. They suggest developing a family emergency plan, creating an emergency supply kit, review and update your insurance, and be sure to have access to your documents. They should be in a waterproof container or accessible through the cloud. It's important to stay informed. You can sign up for community alert systems or alerts through a trusted weather app. You can sign up for notification and emergency management page in our area. As you head out this weekend, you can expect heavy traffic at times this Labor Day. The busiest times should be all day Monday. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation recommends checking 511wi.gov. Airports are expected to be busy this weekend as well. Wardens want you to be safe on the water this Labor Day weekend. The Department of Natural Resources reminds everyone to stay sober and wear flotation devices. Not wearing a preserver is one of the leading causes of death on the water. There have already been 13 boating-related deaths this year. 9 of those were not wearing life preservers. You should also keep an eye on the weather forecast and be sure people you know where you are heading. Labor Day weekend may be the perfect time to hit the trails with your ATV or UTV. However, the DNR is urging drivers to always recreate responsibly. Be sure to stay on designated routes, wear a helmet and seatbelt, and keep your speed in check. 22 people have been killed in UTV-ATV crashes so far in Wisconsin this year, and most of them were not wearing seatbelts or helmets, and alcohol and speed were also noted as contributing factors. And remember, anyone under the age of 18 must wear a helmet.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Pack a nutritious lunch to keep your kids energized and ready to learn all day long. Remember, good food fuels good learning. Don't forget to keep your kids hydrated throughout the school day, because a well-hydrated mind stays sharp and focused. This back-to-school safety tip is brought to you by Richland Electric, Riverdale Ag Service of Muscadet, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, and Burnham Lumber.
Your holiday weekend forecast, according to Tony Schumacher, sunny and warm today, a high of 83. Mostly clear tonight, will drop down to 58. Sunday's outlook, mostly sunny, breezy and cooler, 75. Labor Day Monday, sunny and nice, 74. Heading out to work and school on Tuesday, sunny and mild, a high of 77. Wednesday, sunny to partly cloudy, 79. Thursday, 75.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has
defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
WRCO-FM and WRCO.com Radio Sports. Brought to you today by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right. And by the Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales, and insurance agents, and they offer interior design services.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Long snap count. There it is. And Shep fakes the handoff. Rolling back. They're coming after him. Shep going to try to run it himself. Now dumps it over the middle. Has a man. Caught. 10-5. Touchdown, Brady Dosh. That play lasted a long time. Shep hung in there. They were coming after him. And Richland Center finds the end zone again. With 2:55 to play, they're having fun out there.
Good morning with a look at sports on WRCO-FM. I'm Adam Hess. Well, it was high school football on the radio last night. Potosi, Cassville, and Richland Center did battle. Phil Nee was on hand.
Potosi Cassville won 49-20 over Richland Center in the high school football home opener for the Hornets. The visitors led 21-0 at half and got the continuous clock going with 5:54 left in the third when they were ahead 35-0. The two teams then combined for 5 touchdowns with the clock running the rest of the way. Fullback Isaiah Groom had 2 rushing touchdowns during the game on short yardage, and Joe Haas had long runs of 39 and 61 yards for touchdowns. Quarterback Dawson Weber ran for a score and threw 2 touchdowns to receiver Oliver Post, leading PC. Trailing 35-0, Richland Center's first touchdown was set up by a 45-yard run by Brady Dosh. Wes Bosworth broke several tackles while he capped off the drive with a 24-yard touchdown run. The Hornet defense put up 6 when Duncan Harper picked up a fumble and ran it back 45 yards for a touchdown. Richland Center's third and final touchdown was set up by quarterback Jaden Shep, running 40-plus yards. Later on that drive, he passed to Brady Dosh, the play covering 24 yards for a touchdown. Wes Bosworth ran for the 2-point conversion, and that made the final score 49-20. The Hornets fall to 1-1 with the loss. They will open the Southwest Wisconsin Conference at Prairie du Chien Friday night. Potosi Cassville is now 2-0. They defeated Cuba City on the opening week of the season. They have scored 81 points total in the first 2 non-conference games. They will play at Riverdale Friday night to start 6 Rivers League play. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thank you, Phil. Other local games. Ithaca shut out Waseca Steuben Seneca in a non-conference matchup 26-0. Wisconsin Dells a 33-26 win over River Valley. Hillsboro downed Riverdale 28-7. It was Southwestern East Dubuque with a 57-12 win over Boscobel. Dodgeville outscored Iowa Grant 38-8, River Ridge 38, Fenimore 8. Mineral Point, they blanked Platteville 16-0 in a game that was scoreless until the fourth quarter. Mount Horeb-Barneveld 39, Monroe 7, Cochran-Fountain City a 42-22 win over Royal. It was Viroqua 28, Brookwood 12, Westby a 41-21 win against Benton Scales Mound. Cashton 50, Independence Gilmanton 8. Prairie du Chien picked up a 35-7 win over Darlington. Cuba City 45, Lancaster 14. Holman shut down Sauk Prairie 24-15. Partyville a 47-8 win over New Lisbon. Portage 49, Adams Friendship 8, Evansville a 21-13 victory over Broadhead Judah, Beaver Dam beat Baraboo 35-7, it was West Salem 42, Toma 6, Sparta 41-6 over Mauston, and Luther shut out Bangor 28-0. Eight-man finals, a game played Thursday night, Highland over Williams Bay 49-8. Last night's matchups, it was Oakfield 37-0 over Kickapoo Lafarge. Valley Christian of the Oshkosh area defeated the Waniwok Weston team 15-13. North Crawford 56-20 over Montello. Wisconsin Heights 54, Abundant Life Christian 42, and Belmont over St. John's Northwest Academy 46-8. That's a look at sports. I'm Adam Hess.
Homeownership comes with some unknowns. Insurance is one of them. Our hometown agents ask the right questions to find the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Contract Driftless Area Group today to get your free insurance review. When it comes to insurance, Driftless Area Group are experienced professionals you can rely on. To get your free insurance review today, call us at 608-647-9050 or stop at our office at 27128 Highway 14, Richland Center.
Eastside BP, open at 5 a.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 on Sunday. Stop in for kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, and a touch-free or self-serve car wash. Philbeck Family of Dealerships sells the best in new and pre-owned cars and trucks. The customer is first with Philbeck Family of Dealerships, Highland, Boscobel, Richland Center, and Prairie du Chien. And call Gander's Cleaning Service, your certified carpet cleaning technicians, for carpet and upholstery steam cleaning and janitorial services.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Things I loved when I was a kid. Muddy roads, muddy feet. I didn't live on no blacktop street. Things have changed a lot, but I never did. And I don't wanna think about tomorrow. I don't need anything money can buy. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. I just want to live until I die. Living right, living in this little old town I grew up in. But I still held on to my dream. Standing proud, standing tall, standing smack dab in the middle of it all. I don't worry about things that I can't change. And I don't wanna think about tomorrow. I don't need anything money can buy. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. I just wanna live until I die. Things I dearly love. And every night I get on my knees and thank the Lord above that I don't have to think about tomorrow. I don't need anything money can buy. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. I just want to live until I die. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow.
That was a great Star Spangled Celebration memory for your Saturday morning wake up. Clay Walker, Live Until I Die. 6:50, we're at 51 degrees in Richland Center. Good morning.
Rockwell Automation in Richland Center is more than just a company.
They are a part of this community. The team is made up of coaches, board members, firefighters, and EMS. Rockwell is proud to support and serve neighbors every day, both in and out of the workplace. What they are asking from the community is, if you are a part of a nonprofit organization or 501(c) and have opportunities for Rockwell employees to partake in, please contact them as they would love to partner with your organization. The team is looking for volunteering and donation opportunities within the surrounding communities. If you would like to partner with Rockwell Automation or have any questions, please call them at 647-9400. They look forward to extending their community involvement. Rockwell Automation, ingrained in the community, dedicated to making a difference.
Sleepy Hollow offers Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC certified parts and service for your vehicle. Just drive right in. No appointment needed. That's right, just drive right in for oil changes and maintenance at Sleepy Hollow. Can't make it to the dealership? We offer mobile service and free pickup and delivery. Need a courtesy car? We've got you covered. 24-hour towing, collision center, GM certified service, medium-duty truck shop, plus auto glass, bed liners, and more. At Sleepy Hollow, we'll take care of you. That's Sleepy Hollow Chevy Buick GMC on Viroqua's north side.
Get ready for this year's Richland County Fair, happening September 4th through the 8th. This year's fair is packed with action. Watch the swine show Friday morning at 8 a.m., catch the dairy show on Saturday, and cheer on the young farmers in the Little Riches Showmanship Contest on Sunday. Feel the thrill as the Southwest Wisconsin Pullers take over the grandstand Friday night at 7. And on Saturday, don't miss the live performance by country music's Ashley Ryan. Show starts at 8 p.m. If you're looking for fun and games, Mr. Ed's Magical Midway opens daily with rides and attractions for the whole family. And on Children's Day Saturday, there's even more fun with a pedal pole and special balloon creations. Save with season gate prices or enjoy daily entry for just $10 for adults and $5 for kids. Special rates apply on Saturday for seniors, military, and first responders. Please attend the Richland County Fair September 4th through the 8th. Oh, the places you'll show. For details, call 608-647-6859. At the Richland County Fair.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
You were all
That's music for your weekend wake up from Conway Twitty. 7 o'clock brings an ABC News update. 7:20, we'll have a look at this week in entertainment history. We have a fun one for you. Birthdays and anniversaries at 7:30.
Girl, you got me so confused. I don't know what I'm gonna do. Part of me says take it slow, and part of me says let it go. Now don't stop. Don't stop doing what you're doing to me. I think we're moving way too fast. We need to take it slow and make it last. But I can't keep holding back if you keep doing things like that. Now don't stop.
This is Phil Nee. We'll have the light on for you Saturday night during Those Were the Days. And I'll be playing all the tunes from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s that take me back to the way it used to be.
I have finally made the varsity for the mighty Ithaca Bulldogs football team. And the chance to hear my name announced over the public address system.
Could I have your attention, please? Phil Nee. Phil
Nee. It's so exciting.
You left your lights on.
We'll be playing some songs for the working folks this weekend. Those were the Days, WRCO. Saturday night is sponsored in part by Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery, Center Cinema, along with the Starlight 14 Drive-In, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions,